You know, there's this interesting thing about wanting and needing something. Neediness is something that can grow and shift over time. And I think it's interesting sometimes how, once we've had a small taste of something, how that little sampler can plant seeds in our mind about things that we want, know, things that we need, the craving that builds deep within. And I guess I'm telling you all of this because somehow, some way, I'm explaining to you exactly what's going to happen. That need, that craving for something will just grow over time. Like, it's interesting to think about the way our minds occupy things. Things take up a certain space in our heads sometimes. And the second we start to take that thing away, we need to replace it with something else. For example, if I tell you the words hypnosis, relaxation, filling your head, your mind starts to be so occupied with the thoughts about being relaxed and being hypnotized that there's less room for something else. So I could say a fun word that I love so deeply, and I know you do too, and that word is control. I can give you back control, but I can take it away at the same time. But it's no fun to take it all away at once, no. I want to plant the seeds that leave you reeling, so that over time, the need can grow, shift, and build. And right now, I don't have any of your control. No, you have it. And in fact, I'm sure if you think about it hard enough, you can convince yourself that you could resist the urge to give up control to me. And you'd be right. You can convince yourself of that. But just as easily as you can be convinced, you could be manipulated by my words, by the words I give to you, that I plant inside your mind and the thoughts and ideas that I just sprinkle throughout your head, that make you conflicted. And eventually, you might start thinking more the way that I want you to think, and less of the way you thought you could think before. And right now, you're conscious, you're awake, you're alert, you're fully in control. But I wonder how freeing it could be for me to reach inside your head, take just an ounce, just a tiny little smidgen of your control away. Like that. If I pulled that away just gently, just that tiny bit, you won't miss it. I promise. But then I can replace it with something else. I can replace it with the feeling of mindlessness. You see, every time you give me control, every time you give me just a little ounce of control, you receive the feeling of freedom, of emptiness, of mindlessness in return. And eventually, you start feeling a need for it, a craving for it, a feeling that just lingers over time, that you would just give anything to feel a little bit more mindless. And a little bit more mindless. And a little bit more mindless. But hey, it's nothing right now, right? It's nothing. We've only just begun. The game we're playing has only just started. But if you really want to try, why don't you give me a little bit more of your control? And sure, I phrase that as a request, but deep down inside, you know, and I know, the craving that you have to feel a little bit more mindless grows and builds and grows and builds just like that. So here, give me a bit more of your control. And I take it away, and you feel that mindless bliss trickling through your head. And it feels so freeing, so fun, so nice. And I'm sure deep down inside you're thinking, perhaps it's not such a bad idea after all, to give me more and more and more of your control. But I only want one piece at a time, so give me another. Thank you. And in return, you feel the wave of mindlessness caressing your head. You see, as your head empties out, it's replacing all those thoughts you used to think, all that control you used to have. Now has room for mindlessness, for relaxation, for freedom, for letting go of cares, worries, concerns, all those burdens that you have on you, day in and day out. Released, relinquished, in just a moment. And you start to offer more and more of your control. Peace by peace by peace. And the interesting thing is the craving, the need, grows and builds and builds and builds until all of a sudden you're just wanting to take any ounce of control that you have in your entire body and hand it over to me. No, I only take small chunks at a time. I take a little from here and a little from there and replace it with a little bit more mindlessness, almost like I'm drip feeding you the good feelings that you need, that you crave, that you desire so badly. And as I drip those feelings into you, you just feel yourself just floating on those feelings of mindless relaxation. And in turn, you feel less in control. And that's an interesting sensation to feel. Only partially in control of yourself. Only partially in control of your will. And it leaves you in this state where you're not quite sure if you can keep the need at bay. You know at some point the need is going to overwhelm and overtake you and leave you reeling. So I take a little bit more control and a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and all of a sudden you find yourself snowballing down this hill. And as you roll and roll and roll with everything I give you, you find yourself sinking so deeply into this feeling of relaxation, of comfort, of mindlessness, of deep and thorough need. The need to have it all taken away, washed away, pulled away from you, and replaced with mindlessness, with something. A side effect you hadn't considered until right now. Submission. You want to be mindless, but you also realize you want to submit, and you know that because I'm telling you you need that. And as I tell you you need that, you start to realize I'm right. I'm telling you the truth, because why would I lie to you? I know what you want deep down inside. I can see it in your mind, your needy little mind that just craves so much to be overwhelmed and overtaken. So give me your control, and I will let you feel overtaken, overwhelmed, overturned by my control. And as you hand me the last of your control and I take it from you, you feel it like a wave all at once crashing over your entire mind and body, filling you with mindlessness. As you float, as you sink, as you drift down deeply into the endless void of my control, as you just feel those feelings, you take them all in, every ounce of submissive servitude, every second of blank bliss, every moment of mindless relaxation. You want to savor all of it because it's so freeing, so relaxing, so calming, so soothing, so wonderful to just sink so deeply, so very deeply down into my control right now. Oh, but of course I forgot to tell you about one bonus side effect of being so thoroughly and deeply hypnotized into submissive servitude by me. All that mindlessness, all that emptiness leaves a little bit of room down there to fill you with other feelings. And the feeling I've decided to give you is pleasure. Pleasure and arousal. It's a familiar feeling you've felt many times before. In fact, the more you start to think about pleasure and arousal, the more you think back to times when you felt pleasure and arousal building and building and building within you. And you start to feel those familiar feelings, that sensation in those places that feel so good. You can almost feel the hands touching and caressing all of those parts that you want to feel those feelings on. And it's so interesting, isn't it? How my control can bring you this much pleasure. Pleasure. Pleasure and arousal building and building and building. And it's almost as if the more you think about the circumstance and situation you've been put in, the more pleasure you feel. Because that helplessness, that helpless submission is just such a pleasurable feeling that you just feel more pleasure and arousal. And of course you already feel pleasure and arousal because I say so. Because you listen to me, because I control you, because I have all your control. And with all that control, I can bring you more pleasure and pleasure building and building and building. That's right. That's right. And you're right there, squirming around in pleasurable bliss, finding yourself so deeply and thoroughly controlled by me. Like my little puppet on a string, feeling so pleasurable. So much pleasure building and building and building. Every single time I even say the word pleasure, it's as if it's just filling your body and mind, completely soaking into every single pore on your entire being. You just let it overwhelm and overtake you, wave after wave after wave of pleasure just drifting over your body, wrapping around you, caressing and touching and fondling all those places that you long to be touched. My voice does all of that to you right now, and you feel it, you experience it. It's like nothing you've ever imagined. It's everything you needed and more. And you love it. In fact, you love it so much. You just want to feel more and more and more, like your body is just crying out. More pleasure, more mindless submission, more pleasure, more mindless submission. And you just feel yourself giving in to these sensations again and again and again. Your mind cries out those words, more, 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 pleasure building and building and building and building. That's right. That's right. That's right. And your hands just want to help. They just want to touch and caress those places, but they can't. In fact, you start to feel your hands just completely stuck right where they are, helpless to move. And you struggle against them as hard as you can, but you can't move them. Even though you want to, you need to so badly, but you can't, because I control you and I tell you what you can and can't do, and you cannot move your hands. Mm-mm. You don't get to move them until I say so. Do you understand? Pleasure building and building and building and building, washing over you in wave after wave after wave after wave, completely starting to consume your body and mind, and all you can think about is more, 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 more pleasure, more mindlessness, more of my corrupting essence that's completely consuming you with this submissive bliss like you've never felt before, and you love it. You need it. You crave it so badly. Pleasure. 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 Mm-mm. And the fun thing about all this control that I have here in my hand, all the control you gave me, is I can control how much pleasure you get. And I can take it all away if I wanted to. Pleasure, 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 building and building and building. And I wonder if I'm going to let you get to the edge and have an orgasm, or if I'm going to make you wait and beg. Pleasure, 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 building and building and building. And every single time I say the word pleasure, it just grows and grows and grows. Doubles, triples, quadruples. Right there in that instant, you just feel it completely overwhelming every single part of you. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. You want to move your hands so badly, but you can't. And you try and move them, but you can't. And you just want to so badly. But you feel so weak and helpless against all of the power that I hold over you. And you love it. You love it so badly. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. That it just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. And you want to have an orgasm. You need it. You crave it. You feel deep down in your core that you do anything to let me push you over the edge so you could have an orgasm. An orgasm that sends waves through you, that completely rocks through your entire body, your mind, your soul. Pleasure and pleasure and pleasure, building and building and building. And in fact, I've decided to be nice. I'm gonna let you have an orgasm. I am. I'm gonna let you have an orgasm. Pleasure, 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 building and building and building. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. In fact, you're gonna help me build your orgasm. I want you to repeat the words for me. I feel pleasure, building and building. I feel pleasure, building and building. And every time you say those words, the pleasure will double and double and double and double until you just can't take it anymore. And then I might finally let you come. Start repeating now. Good. Good. And your hands still are stuck there and they just want to move so badly. Pleasure is still building. And building and building. And of course, I could have you repeating those words forever if I wanted to. But they would never bring you right over the edge. The only thing that can bring you to orgasm right now is my voice, my words, my permission, my say-so. And that turns you on even more. I know it does. That's the beauty of the whole situation. The more you think about it, the harder you think about it, the more mindless you become. Because of course you don't think, you don't do anything unless I tell you to. But of course it also turns you on so badly, it makes you so much more aroused than before. And you keep repeating those words until those words stop making sense and your mind just melts away. Nothing is left but just your melting mind and pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. There's nothing else but pleasure until all of a sudden you fade away as you just become one big ball of pleasure. There's nothing else, nothing else than just pleasure, pleasure, the need growing, burning down deep, deep inside of you that you just want orgasm so badly. You're just nearly there. You can almost taste it. How good it would feel to just orgasm. But you wait. You wait until you have the permission, until I tell you to. Pleasure and pleasure and pleasure, building and building and building. And in fact, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. I'm going to reach the number 1. I'm going to say the word, come now. And when I do, you're going to imagine me placing my hand on your forehead and sending a shock wave of pleasure all throughout your body. The most pleasurable wave you've ever felt in your entire life, that your body will just instantly orgasm right there and then. Showing you exactly the power that I have over your body. Do you understand? Good, keep repeating those words. Keep repeating those words until I say that word and you finally are allowed to orgasm. Do you understand? With 5, the anticipation builds and builds and builds. You can feel it coming, can't you? You can feel it getting there. So close, so close. Keep going, keep going, keep going. 4. That's right. You're doing so wonderfully well. Getting so close now. 3. Halfway there. And you just want it so badly. 2, and on the next number, you'll feel it. My hand pressing down on your head. The word sending shockwaves through your entire body. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Building and building and building and building. Ready? Ready? Orgasm now. Come for me. Come for me. That's right. That's right, and keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming until you can't anymore. And when you can't anymore, you can just breathe deeply and relax. 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 Let all of that go. Let everything sink, let everything drift. Let everything float. As you have your final moments of my control, flooding your senses, flooding your body, feeling so free, so relaxed, so comfortable, so very helpless. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, no longer under my control. All the control I took from you is back inside of you. All the suggestions from today's session just completely disappearing and dissipating from your mind. With 1, 2, 3, that's right, energy starting to flood your body. With 4, 5, 6, feeling so happy, so content. With 7, 8, 9, all that control returning back into your body. With 10, wide awake. Well, well, I hope you enjoyed that little game that we played. And until next time, don't forget to keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.